Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
9 the game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up here on a Friday afternoon. Ask and you shall receive. Full phone lines. Gotta love it. Did I already tell you that the final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air? I'm supposed to tell you twice,
tell me
so
again.
Even if I did, this
tell
is good.
Again.
Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's start with Scott, who's in Elbert County.
Elbert County!
What's up, fellas? So I got a question for Randy, Andy, and Abe.
All right.
So, Randy, start, bench, or cut? Randy McMichael, Ben Watson, Brock Bowers.
Okay.
Andy, start, bench, or cut? Marquise Tuiasosopo, Jake Browning, or Jake Locklear. And for A, star, co-star, extra, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Thanks. All right. You want to go first?
Of course I'm going to start my damn self. Of course I'm going to start my damn. I don't know nobody with. Now, was Brock Bowers a better tight end than me than Jordan? Yeah. But I'm still going to start my damn self.
Yeah, come on.
Duh. Then Ben Watson is my brother from another mother.
So he's on the bench.
Yeah.
And then Brock Bowers is cut.
Yeah, and Brock can go to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, yeah,
we'll take him at Washington.
Yeah, I'm not going to not start myself.
I'm thankful he didn't put Penix on that list because that would have made it hard.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm starting Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Yes.
I mean, can I put Locker at safety? Because that's what he should have played.
That's what he should have been.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He's a hell of an athlete.
He was a 6'4", like 4'4 athlete who probably shouldn't have been playing quarterback. And then, I'm going to cut Browning. Like, yeah. I'm happy that he did all of the stuff that he did there, but in terms of talent, he's probably the least talented of those guys.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to star. Brad Pitt is going to support. And we saw that in already once. And Tom Cruise gets a cameo.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's, what was that, Once Upon a Time in L.A. or what's that called?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood had the DiCaprio pit in that order, yeah.
Okay. That was a good movie. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy, Randy.
What up, man?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I got a aluminum foil naughty Funk Friday conspiracy theory for y'all to talk about.
All right. Good.
So have y'all heard the one where Jimi Hendrix actually didn't pass away, but he changed careers and became Morgan Freeman?
I haven't heard that. No.
I've heard that one. No. No.
Y'all have a good one.
No.
All right. Thanks,
Tim. No, I've never heard that one.
People, they don't even look alike, really.
Nothing alike.
Also, Jimmy's from Seattle. Like, Morgan Freeman's from Mississippi or something like that.
I have no clue.
They don't sound alike.
Well, you can't be from down the street if you're going to take on the personality.
Good point.
That's a good point.
And Morgan Freeman didn't pop up until he was 55.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't somehow became a movie star at that point. Like, well, no one's ever seen young Morgan Freeman. I know they have.
Oh, okay. I've seen his.
But not really. Like, he didn't get famous till later.
Yes, he didn't get famous until later on. And I know a lot of people don't realize that he has a messed up hand. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Notice he wears a glove all the time.
Morgan Freeman?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just if you ever see a picture of him.
I remember in Shawshank, he had the baseball mitt on.
Yeah, but he wears something on his hand all the time. Is that a conspiracy?
No, I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Somebody told me.
Oh, okay.
I was like, now I looked at it. I was like, huh. So every time he's out, I try to see if he has that black glove on, and he does.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
So he might have lost some fingers or something.
Maybe he's trying to take the everybody looking at his left hand off, because Jimmy was left-handed.
Oh, that could be.
I'm going to draw all the attention to my right hand. Hmm. So they don't think
Jimmy,
I'm left-handed.
Jimmy played left-handed.
Huh.
That could be that it. Could I don't know. It.
And are y'all sure that they don't look that much alike, young Morgan Freeman and young Jimi Hendrix? I think they're similar if I just picture them in my head, but I could be wrong.
This is hard because Jimmy's hair, you know.
Yes.
Like Morgan never really had the hair like that. And then Jimmy was wearing scarves on his head and all kinds of crazy stuff. Like he was a wild dresser because it was the 60s.
Thank you. He got in a car wreck. Messed up his hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure Jimi Hendrix died when he was 27.
Yeah.
He's like one of that 27 club. Like
yes.
All these great musicians and stuff died at that age.
That's creepy.
That's a wild.
That one is creepy.
That's a wild.
That one is creepy.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy, Randy, how are we doing today?
Hello.
Hey, so when was the last time you thought you were doing something good and it turned out all bad? Quick back line on it. Tuesday, some guys got to fighting at Cornhole.
What the hell do you mean dudes got fighting at Cornhole?
Dudes got to fighting at Cornhole, bro. It was the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life.
Like a fist fight?
But, like a fist fight.
Over
like,
a Cornhole game?
Yeah, man. Somebody, quote unquote, stepped over a line and got to arguing.
Okay.
So we try to break the fight up. I grab one of the dudes, wrap him around the back, but now everybody is pushing, right? So everybody's pushing, and boom, they push me right into the corner of the wall. And when he hit my chest, I swore my lung collapsed.
Yeah.
So I end up going to the hospital.
Oh, jeez.
Damn, Mo.
Severe chest bruising. And then find out I got pneumonia on the other side.
Damn,
I said I'll never break up another fight in my life.
Yeah, I don't break up fights.
Dang.
If it ain't none of my people, I'd stay away from it. Especially nowadays where these fools want to be.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, they ain't got no. Like, there was a time where taking an ass whooping to get teased was the thing.
That happened.
It happened.
People lose fights sometimes.
Yeah, you can't get no ass whooping to get teased.
Well, I like a 500 record in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you win some, you lose some. You have an example of a time when everything you thought you were doing good and it wasn't?
I'm married, of course. There's plenty of times that we think we're doing something right and it was the wrong thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, if you're a married man, you've done it's something you like, oh, man. And she's like, that's not what I wanted. I was like, oh. My bad, babe. I thought this would be nice and thoughtful and everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't want that. So, yeah.
All right. Walter's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
It's usually when it's time.
What's going on, Andy, Randy? How y'all doing today, man?
Pretty good, Walter. How are you?
Hey, man. I ain't going to hold you, bro. I laugh every time I hear that Blue Chew commercial and Andy just say, chew it and do it. Yeah. I just laugh every time I hear that.
Good. That's the goal.
Every time. It's hilarious.
Well, the goal is to get people to buy the product. I also want you to laugh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God I don't need that. But anywho, either one of y'all guys, I mean, I got a golf date tomorrow, and so I'm trying to work it.
Yeah,
I think you mean a tee time.
Yeah, whoa.
Tee time. All right. Yeah. I'm new to this.
Okay. I'm like, a golf date? You taking a young lady on a date at a golf course?
No, I normally go by myself.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to hone in on my routine. So I don't know if you guys had any tips or whatnot as far as what be your routine, you know, heading into a tee time going into the next day or whatnot.
Oh, okay.
You guys go that deep with it.
Thank you, Walter.
I was like,
I do. Yeah.
My routine: make sure the lighters are full of My cigars are ready. The cooler is full. Make sure that I get the driver that's under the bed just in case somebody walk in the house and my pot out of your ass upside your head.
Smart.
And that's it.
Yeah, you need the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first place we'll start is we'll call it a tee time.
He said date time.
We'll call it a tee time.
You didn't
date? He didn't say that he wasn't going with a chick, though.
He said he wasn't. Well, that's true. He said normally he goes alone.
Yeah.
But maybe tomorrow
I think a golf date, if both of you are just moderately okay at golf, would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a long one. You know,
if like, you don't end up liking, maybe a
if
second
the date goes well,
yeah, maybe a second date.
Round of golf might take five, maybe just nine holes or something like that. You know,
I wouldn't want my first date to be with somebody, and it's a possibility she might be musty.
Second or third date. Definitely second or third date.
You know what I'm saying?
But isn't every date a possibility that she might be musty?
No, true.
But it's more likely. But it's more likely. We out there sweating. I know what you mean.
Like, this is my belief. Now, no, I ain't been on a first date in a long time. I haven't spent that long. And I'm never going on another first date. But it's always my strategy. I never get into a competitive thing with a first date.
That's smart.
Yeah. Never do that. And I never go to a movie on the first date.
Also smart.
Yeah. Never go to a movie on the first date and never do like bowling and all that on the first date. Nah.
Yeah.
You sit down somewhere, find your little something, and then you know.
Yeah. We got to play to your strengths.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Like, go, Andy. Go tapas.
Sure.
Yeah. Go tapas. All right. Don't give her a full meal on the first date. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then that's an expectation. All right, so yeah, don't get her full on the first date. All right, so
also,
I always remember that.
You also, full people are less likely to, you know.
Yeah, they're sleepy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, give them tapas and wine, Andy.
Yeah, wine. Yeah,
no liquor.
I have a follow up.
Don't get you no shot on the first date.
Nah, I'll take a shot on the first date.
Unrelated, unrelated to the first date thing. You say you keep a driver under the bed in case you need it.
Yep.
I always thought an iron would be better suited for.
However, I'm swinging it. It don't matter.
Yeah,
driver's longer, so you're gonna have a little bit more.
Yeah. How,
driver feels like the
more reach.
However, I'm swinging it.
Snap.
Somebody's gonna be gashed and leaking.
I do feel like a sand wedge is probably most likely to do the most like maiming. Mm-hmm. You hit somebody with the 60-degree sand wedge, that's probably gonna.
Yeah.
I just thought a driver once used it once. At Randy's power, might snap.
I'm gonna bust you up.
But what if it's two people?
It don't matter. Ba pow. That's what it's gonna sound
my
like.
My thing with that Ba-pow! Is always like because I keep a golf club by my bed too.
Yeah.
But my thing is always like, man, you gotta get real close to him to hit him with a golf club.
Dude, I'm just telling you right now. I got the whole strategy down for all that. All right. And it's gonna be like a whirlwind of ass whipping.
You know what Randy Johnson once said? That he keeps a bucket of balls by his bed.
Yeah.
Because his arm is a deadly weapon. Boof. Like, that was an actual quote. I don't know if he really did it, but that was a quote that he said. He says, somebody breaks into my house, and I don't have a gun, but I got a bag of baseballs next to the house, or next to the bed, because my left arm is a deadly weapon. But yeah, if I'm going golfing, I usually, the night before, will pick out what I'm going to wear. I'm excited about it. Excited about it. I have so many polos and combos.
Do you use a watch or any kind of like GPS or a...
I use an app called the Grint. Which is like a GPS, so it'll kind of tell you how far you are. Okay. You have a Garmin?
I have a Garmin watch that uses an app. So you always got to make sure your watch is charged.
Ah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And then I would say get there, don't be the guy running up to the tee box at your tee time.
Give yourself enough time to warm up.
Get there early enough to don't hold people up.
Disagree with you on that one. Get there when you can, bro.
Yeah, but like if you can get there early, you should.
Yeah.
Don't be the guy that's making people wait for you on the first tee.
Well, y'all waited. Well, actually.
Well, you actually showed up on
the tenth tee. But I told you this.
You did. That's fine. Yeah, that was expected. Yeah. But there's people that I play with regularly that you just kind of know. Like, I've lied to them and been like, tee time's at 9:15.
Right.
And the tee time's actually at 9:45.
Yeah.
Because I know they're rolling in at 9:20 and being like, hey, can you guys hold or come back and get some done?
Okay.
Be there on time. It's also, if you want, warm up, be good too. Avery's in Atlanta. Hey, Avery.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hi.
A couple weeks ago, went out to the movies with the lady. Was not our first date. Been together for a bit.
Okay.
And she loved the movie. Everyone has loved it. The reviews are great. I did not like it at all.
Okay.
Is there anything that everyone else has loved and you're like, no, not me?
What movie was it, if you don't mind us asking?
Sinners.
Oh, really? Didn't like Sinners,
I love Sinners.
Yeah,
you're the first person I've heard.
It fell short.
Okay.
It fell short.
Okay. Fair enough.
Something
everybody loves that you're not into.
Oh, man. Seltzers.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Like, Randy, you don't know what you're missing, dog. What's that crap Abe sent us the other day? That picture of the vodka, Sunny D vodka?
Oh, yeah. Sunny Delight vodka?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Don't drink that. Don't,
no.
Please don't drink that.
No.
Unless you want to spend some money on the show, in which case, Sunny Delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody's into it, but it's expensive at restaurants. Truffle. Like, people put truffle on stuff. That stuff's gross.
Okay.
Okay? It tastes like dirt. And I like mushrooms.
I'm with you kind
of. I don't like it.
I like truffle fries.
Don't like truffle
fries. Yeah, I like truffle
fries. It smells.
But love fries.
We have truffle, and I've been using it a little bit more lately. I have. I've been using it a little bit more.
Yeah, is that one of those things that smells bad to some people and just smells great to others?
It could be one of those things. Yeah, it could be like totally palate specific. But like
cilantro?
Cilantro, right.
The thing with
some people have a chromosome or something.
It's more expensive than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's pricey.
And I didn't realize that.
And then people will have it, and they'll think they're so fancy because it's like, oh, we have truffle fries. And it's like, well, just throw, for me, my taste buds, you might as well throw a handful of dirt on those fries because that's what it tastes like to me. I love fries, though.
I love truffle fries.
And I like mushrooms in general.
How about just Parmesan cheese on some fries?
Dude, I made some mushrooms on the grill yesterday, Bunk.
Or cheddar.
Slamming.
Yeah, mushrooms on the grill are delicious.
Unbelievable.
I haven't been able to get my wife on board with me with mushrooms.
Really?
Because she's like a pretty picky eater for the most part.
Right.
And when we got together, there was a lot of stuff that surprised me. I was like, wow, really? You don't eat? You don't like tomatoes? All right. But she's come around on a lot of stuff.
Right.
But not mushrooms.
I love
mushrooms. Not there yet. All right.
She'll tolerate them.
Final one. Tababi is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tababi.
All right. So yesterday I was out and about and decided to head over to Buford Highway to get some awesome Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I went back to my car and my car was dead.
Oh.
To make matters worse, phone was also dead.
Damn.
And just so happened, I was on Buford Highway, and there's a lot of taxi cabs around. So I was able to wave the cab down and then get home, get my phone charged, and get back to my car. My wife ended up fixing my car, hit my battery like 10 times with a wrench. But when's the last time outside of Andy's limo experience did y'all caught a cab, not an Uber, but I actually waved down a cab and hopped in?
Oh, boy.
Been a long time.
Long time since I took a taxi cab.
I'm trying to think. No, you know what? No, when we were in New York. We were in New York for Christmas last year. It's still cabs. Like, cabs are very popular. So we took cabs in New York last year.
Oh, man. I think we took it. No. I can't think last time I took a cab.
The time before that probably was, like, pre-Uber.
Yeah.
Because whenever Uber and Lyft came around, I was like, great, perfect. Let's just do this. I just tell them where I am, and they'll come get me. But, yeah, we took cabs in New York. It was fine.
Yeah, because whenever we over there and with Donna people, we always ride in little bus things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the coolest thing in the world until, like, it's rush hour, and it's, like, everybody sitting on each other. Ugh,
we took the subway in New York, too. That was the first time I ever did that. That was great.
You pre-arranged rides, like, at cruise terminals?
Do I? Dude,
that was the last time I took a cab was cruise terminal to the airport.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right. Well,
nothing I don't know.
There we go. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Zoe said gazapple today?
Something.
Yeah. Gazapple?
I don't remember what he said.
What the hell is that?
He used some word. Vacation heels are real smooth.
Yeah, dog.
If you're Randy McMichael.
You better believe it.
Nembhard and SGA have been playing with each other for a decade.
Damn.
And Andy likes the firm ones when finger picking.
Yeah.
Not a golf date, it's tea time. You know Randy's mad when he cusses on Twitter. And yes. Bo wants you to know, when it comes to Metallica, he loves Load.
Since the 90s.
Since the 90s.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Fun. Y'all be safe,
man. Talk to you Monday morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.